Number 28, drink absolutely no diet sodas. Diet sodas have been called the new crack because they are so addicting. Diet sodas will actually make you gain weight as well as make you depressed. Because of the artificial sweeteners used, such as aspartame and sucralose, they are also giving you a variety of medical symptoms, in my opinion. If you want a soda, which ideally don't drink soda, but if you do want a soda, get an organic soda from your health food store. Or if you have to have a soda, drink a regular soda. A regular soda. If you were to stop drinking all diet sodas and replace them with regular sodas, again, I recommend you don't drink any sodas, but if you replace diet sodas that you're drinking with regular sodas, you would lose weight. Let me say that again. Some of you drink 4 or 5 diet sodas a day. If you were to drink, instead of 4 or 5 diet sodas, 4 or 5 regular full sugar sodas, guess what? You'd actually lose weight. The diet sodas cause you to gain weight. Hello? Are you amazed by that? Absolutely yes. It costs less to make a diet soda. That's why they promote it. Diet sodas also are more addicting. Remember, Coca-Cola used to use cocaine, but they had to take it out. So the diet sodas, in my opinion, have the same addictive effect as the cocaine used to have in Coca-Cola, which is why diet sodas are called the new crack. They're so addicting. The idea that diet sodas have less calories, thus are good for weight control, is a lie. The exact opposite is true. All carbonated drinks, however, block calcium absorption. So I do recommend staying away from them altogether. But definitely stay away from diet sodas. 29, see an herbalist. Like all healthcare practitioners, there are individuals that are excellent and whose therapy will give you tremendous, vast, and profound results. Seeing a highly recommended herbalist allows you to be treated in a natural way where you avoid the dangers of drugs. If you have never had a consultation with an herbalist at least once, you have no idea what you're missing. When you take recommended herbs in a specific recommended doses, in the specific customized way that were designed specifically for you, the physical benefits that you can receive can be enormous. Number 30, see a homeopathic practitioner. Homeopathy is a form of medical treatment that gently brings the body into balance and can cure physical problems, or actually allow the body to cure itself. A good homeopathic doctor does not treat symptoms, but treats the whole person. Highly, highly recommended. Number 31, walk. People in America are exercising more than ever before, but the amount of walking has dramatically decreased. People in most foreign countries, as I mentioned earlier, walk between 10 and 100 times more than Americans. The body is designed to walk. Walking outside reduces stress, stimulates the lymphatic system, promotes a thin, lean body, and walking and looking at the world eliminates depression and dramatically reduces stress. Number 32, do Qigong. Qigong is similar to Tai Chi in that it is a series of movements that stimulate strength, energy flow, increased energy, and many other health benefits. There is a man from Tennessee who's in his 60s. He has the body and skin of an athlete in his 30s. No one would ever guess the man's age. He practices most of the concepts described in this book. One of the things he does, which he believes is a major cause of his youthful appearance and incredible health, is doing 10 minutes a day of Qigong. Because the Earth's magnetic energy is so much lower today than it was thousands of years ago, he does the simple movement standing on very powerful magnets. This technique is very effective. Practitioners usually feel a major increase in physical energy within just a few days. Sleeping is improved, and people report an increased sense of calmness and well-being. The course is available on videotape, as well as the magnets. You can get those. For information on where to buy the Qigong course and these magnets that I recommend and I use, go to naturalcures.com. 33. Eliminate aspartame and monosodium glutamate. aspartame goes by NutraSweet. Now, I'll probably be sued by the NutraSweet company, but that's okay. I got to tell you the truth anyway. Both aspartame and MSG, or monosodium glutamate, are classified as excitotoxins. There are three great books on this subject. Aspartame, Is It Safe? Was written by a medical doctor. Based on hundreds of case studies, the doctor concludes that aspartame is responsible for many distressing medical problems, ranging from headaches and memory loss to hyperactivity in children and seizure disorders. Next, the book Excitotoxins, The Taste That Kills, also written by a medical doctor, examines how monosodium glutamate, aspartame, and similar substances cause harm to the brain and nervous system, and how these substances can cause Alzheimer's disease, Lou Gehrig's disease, depression, symptoms of MS, and much more. Lastly, In Bad Taste, the MSG complex, again written by a medical doctor, explains how MSG is a major cause of treatable and preventable illness such as headaches, asthma, epilepsy, heart irregularities, depression, and attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. Number 34, do not eat any artificial sweeteners. Artificial sweeteners, I just mentioned aspartame, but there's a lot of other artificial sweeteners out there, from saccharin, sucralose, etc. All artificial sweeteners are man-made chemicals. They are poisons and should never be consumed. You know, we keep hearing about all these artificial sweeteners, how they're better for you. Science is not better than nature, folks. They should never be consumed. They cause all kinds of health problems. You want to have something sweet? Use raw, organic honey. Raw, organic evaporated sugarcane juice. Or there is an herb called stevia. All are excellent choices for sweeteners. Just remember, science is not better than nature. Keep with as pure and natural as possible. Number 35, get an oxygen water cooler. For a variety of reasons, your body is deficient in oxygen. Increasing the amount of oxygen in the body to the level where it should be keeps the body alkaline and creates an environment where disease cannot exist. One of the best ways to add oxygen into your body is through water. Do not waste your money and buy oxygenated water at the store. The oxygen dissipates rapidly, and by the time you get it from the store and you take it home, most of the oxygen's probably gone. I have a water cooler in my house and in all of my offices around the world that adds the oxygen when the water is dispensed. Now, most people feel an immediate rush of energy and increased vitality just by drinking this water. For information on where you can get your own oxygen water cooler, go to naturalcures.com. Number 36, breathe. Your lungs need to be used. Due to stress levels, most Americans breathe from higher up in their chests. If you watch a baby breathe naturally, you will notice that they breathe fully and deeply. Their stomach and diaphragm expand, as well as their entire chest and back. Deep breathing every day stimulates the immune system, increases metabolism, reduces stress, and brings vital oxygen into your body. Most people are oxygen deficient. Increasing oxygen to the cells can eliminate a multitude of diseases. Cancer, for example, cannot live in an oxygen-rich environment. Number 37, do not eat anything that comes out of a microwave oven. Throw your microwave away. I believe that when you microwave anything, it becomes energetically toxic to the body. Eating any food that comes out of the microwave oven on a regular basis. And this includes food that you've made that you're just reheating in the microwave. Weakens your immune system and causes depression and anxiety. Parents who microwave baby formula, in my opinion, are poisoning their children unknowingly. The baby formula itself is poison, but by microwaving it, it becomes even more toxic. Number 38, take digestive enzymes. One of the main causes of indigestion, heartburn, gas, bloating, and constipation is a lack of digestive enzymes in your stomach and intestines. Because of antibiotics, other non-prescription and prescription drugs, chlorinated and fluoride-full water, it has been shown that most people simply do not have enough digestive enzymes in their system, slowing a person's metabolism and blocking the absorption of nutrients. Your body's ability to produce digestive enzymes has been dramatically reduced. Therefore, I believe you need to take digestive enzymes for a period of time until your body is cleansed and rejuvenated so it can produce the correct amount on its own. Taking digestive enzymes can eliminate acid reflux, heartburn, indigestion, gas, bloating, and constipation. There are many brands available containing a variety of different enzymes. Go to your local health food store and inquire as to their recommendations. I give you my recommendations on the website naturalcures.com. I tell you what I've used and what I recommend. It's interesting to note that the majority of people who start taking digestive enzymes lose between 5 and 10 pounds in the first 30 days. Number 39, don't eat in fast food restaurants. Read the book Fast Food Nation and go see the movie Supersize Me. After you finish throwing up, be glad that you are hearing the truth now. Fast food from fast food restaurants is simply some of the most nutritionally deficient and chemically loaded, quote, food on the planet. If the definition of food was fuel for the body that encourages life, fast food could no longer be called food. It would be called fast, good-tasting poison, which is a more accurate description of what it is. Oh, and did I tell you that it's designed to increase your appetite, make you physically addicted, and purposely constructed to make you obese? If you eat 15 meals per week in a fast food restaurant, you have a 90% chance of getting heart disease or cancer. Avoid fast food at absolutely all costs. Number 40, eat only, quote, organic food. You want to eat food that has not been grown with chemical fertilizers, pesticides, and herbicides, and has not been genetically modified. Organic food has no chemical poison residue and has a much higher amount of nutrients. Number 41, eat no high fructose corn syrup. If you look at the ingredients of the product you are buying and you saw sugar as the number one ingredient, you may be a little concerned. In order to avoid this, most food manufacturers use a variety of sweeteners such as sugar, dextrose, fructose, corn syrup solids, corn syrup, high fructose corn syrup, maltodextrin, and a variety of others. If you were to add up all the sugars, in most cases, sugar would be the number one ingredient in most kinds of food products. High fructose corn syrup is used primarily for two reasons. First, it's very inexpensive. Secondly, it makes you fatter than the other sweeteners that could be used, and it's physically addicting. The food industry wants you to be fat. Fat people eat more food, thus increasing sales and profits for the food companies. The food industry has lobbied against the public campaign, Eat Less, Exercise More, because they do not want to encourage people to eat less food. Doing so would decrease sales and profits. Shocking, but true. Number 42, do not eat homogenized and pasteurized dairy products. All dairy products are not created equal. Today's milk, cheeses, and other dairy products are radically different in nutritional value and chemical composition than they were 50 years ago. American dairy products are also vastly different than dairy products in other countries. Have you ever noticed that butter from France tastes different than butter from America? Have you noticed that the same kind of cheese tastes different depending on what part of the country or world that product was produced? There are vast differences in dairy products due to multiple factors. These differences mean that the dairy products affect the body in vastly different ways. Example, raw milk that has not been pasteurized or homogenized, that came from a cow that was organically raised, was free-roaming, grass-fed, not given antibiotics or growth hormone injections, will affect your body much differently than milk from a genetically modified cow that has been given antibiotics and growth hormone injections, never allowed to roam, is chemically fed, laced with growth hormone enhancing feed, and has been pasteurized and homogenized. The problem occurs when studies are conducted and researchers do not use raw organic milk. They use the chemically laced, pasteurized, and homogenized milk in their research. If they were to conduct the studies comparing organic raw milk versus the supermarket variety, we would see dramatically different results. The bottom line here is the standard supermarket variety of milk and dairy products are very unhealthy. Homogenization makes the dairy products scar the arteries in your body and is a leading cause of heart disease. Organic, raw, unpasteurized, unhomogenized milk, cheese, and dairy products are incredibly healthy. Remember, science is not better than nature. When man gets involved and changes things from its real, natural state to something else to increase profits, the food is no longer real. It becomes a man-made look-alike imitation. Number 43, do not eat hydrogenated oil. This is classified as a trans fat. Hydrogenated oils are man-made products. They are toxic poisons. More importantly, they attack the artery walls and cause heart disease. They also attack the liver, spleen, intestine, kidneys, and gallbladder, causing the internal organs to operate much less effectively. The bad news is that hydrogenated oil is in virtually every product you buy. The good news is that if you shop at a health food store or a whole food type store, and if you read the labels, you can find many of the products you buy now without hydrogenated oil. This is a good example of how medical science says something is bad, then later reverses their position. For years, heart patients were told to stay away from butter because it was bad for your heart. Instead, they were told to use margarine. Unfortunately, most all margarines are 100% hydrogenated oil. Margarines are a man-made, unnatural product that is deadly poison to the body. Now we hear the same doctors and medical community say that margarine is in fact much worse than butter for your heart. Stay away from hydrogenated oils and trans fats at all costs. Number 44, speak powerful words. Words have power. There are several great books about this, but the bottom line is what you say is what you get. Use words to your advantage. Number 45, if you can't eat it, don't put it on your skin. Your skin is the largest organ in the body. Whatever you put in your skin goes into your body. It winds up in your bloodstream. Many of the things we put on our skin, from antiperspirant, moisturizing lotions, cosmetics, insect repellents, sunscreens, perfumes, are so poisonous that if you put it in your mouth, you would die within minutes. I know for many of you, this is unrealistic. Remember that I said that if you can't do something 100%, do the best you can. If you can't eliminate everything, at least reduce the amount of poison you put in your skin. Number 46, don't eat anything in a box, can, jar, or package. Oh boy. Wow, this is a tough one, isn't it? If it comes in any mass-produced packaging, that means it came from a mass production processing plant. If you've ever been in a mass production food processing facility, you would understand what I'm talking about. Remember, there are over 15,000 chemicals that are routinely put into the food in the processing cycle that do not have to be listed on the label. Even if you read the ingredient list on the package, there is an excellent chance that the food itself has been produced with chemicals, and chemicals have been added. So virtually all the food that you buy at the supermarket that comes in a package, a can or a box, is loaded with dangerous chemicals. Secondly, the mass production processing dramatically changes the energetic structure of the food, as proven with the use of Kirlian photography. Mass-produced food in packages is simply unhealthy. Please do not believe what the fancy packaging and advertising says. The food companies are only interested in profits and getting you to buy their food. They are allowed to lie, deceive, and mislead so that they can coerce you to buy their product. If you must buy something in a box, jar, can, or package, buy something that was produced by hand in a very small facility. Also, look for the words organic and read the ingredient list. It still may not be great, but at least it's better than buying mass-produced, non-organic products. Do not be deceived by the words all natural, fat-free, sugar-free, low in carbs, light, healthy. The food industry has lobbied Congress to allow these words to be put on virtually anything. They're meaningless, deceptive, and in my opinion, fraudulent. Number 47, stretch. If your body is supple and flexible, energy easily flows and blockages do not occur. When energy flows, it is hard for illness and disease to take hold and manifest. I recommend doing a yoga class or Pilates, martial arts, or any other kind of stretching on a regular basis. Virtually every morning, I spend about 15 minutes stretching. Throughout the day, during my normal activities, I spend a moment to stretch. It feels great. Number 48, get an air purifier. The air in your house is most assuredly not pure and clean. You live, work, and sleep in an environment where the air is flat out unhealthy. I absolutely recommend an air purifier in your home, plus your workspace, and most importantly, your bedroom. Since you are breathing all night long, it would be a good idea to be breathing the cleanest, purest air you can. Your workspace is the second most important. There are hundreds of various types of air filters and purifiers on the market. I believe some are much better than others. Some are so good that they can eliminate all the black mold that is causing illness in many homes today. Go to my website, naturalcures.com, become a member, and I will tell you the exact air purifiers that I use and the ones that I recommend. Number 49, do not eat farm-raised fish. Companies produce farm-raised fish simply to make a profit. Farm-raised fish are given unnatural feed and can be highly toxic compared to their natural, wild counterparts. Stay away from any fish that has been farm-raised. Number 50, do not eat pork. Remember, you are what you eat. Pork is a highly toxic, diseased food. A pig eats anything in its path, including its own feces. Whatever it eats turns to meat on its bones within a few hours. All pork products are laced with disease and viruses. It is toxic and unhealthy. The human body virtually goes into toxic shock by consuming pork. Massive amounts of blood and energy go to the stomach and intestines to help break down and digest this toxic material. Pork is never fully digested in the human body. However, the human digestive systems work nonstop in overdrive for up to 18 hours, attempting to neutralize and digest pork. If you didn't eat pork for 30 days and then had some, there's an excellent chance you'd become violently ill. Eliminating pork, or at least reducing it dramatically, can have a profound impact on your health and well-being, as well as energy levels and attitude. Try it and see. Number 51, do not eat shellfish. More people are allergic to shellfish than any other food on the planet. More people get sick from eating shellfish than any other food on the planet. More people die from eating shellfish than any other food on the planet. Any fish that does not have scales and fins should be avoided. This includes clams, mussels, shrimp, lobster, crab, squid, eel, catfish, shark, etc. The fish must have scales and fins. Catfish, for example, has fins but no scales. It's interesting that this is one of the kosher dietary laws. Today, we know that fish with scales and fins do not absorb the toxins in the water as readily as sea creatures that do not have both scales and fins. Now, I grew up in the Boston area. I loved my shellfish more than any other seafood. Occasionally, in Boston, an algae in the water called the red tide would infest the local shores. When this occurred, warnings went out not to eat any shellfish, for doing so could cause sickness and death. However, you could eat the haddock, mackerel, or flounder. You see, the fish that had scales and fins did not absorb the poisons into its edible flesh. However, shellfish, or any fish that did not have both scales and fins, would absorb the toxins and could cause sickness and death if consumed. All sea creatures that do not have scales and fins are loaded with toxins, suppress the immune system, and should be avoided. 52. Use a gentle wind project instrument. Our energy fields get damaged due to traumas in our life. All the unnatural man-made electromagnetic frequencies that are bombarding us and toxic material we put in our body. This energy field needs to be repaired and balanced and then maintained on a regular basis. The Gentle Wind Project produces healing instruments that are believed to repair and positively influence this field. Although these healing instruments are expensive, you may use one for free. The best part, it only takes about 5 minutes, and all you do is hold the instrument in your hand, and it seems to balance out the energy. You can go to www.gentlewindproject.org for more information. Or, of course, you can go to my website as well. 53, do not use sunblock. This is one of the greatest frauds in history. The sun does not cause cancer. Sunblock has been shown to cause cancer. The ingredients in sunblock are now strongly believed to be the number one cause of skin cancer. There is no skin cancer in Africa. People stay in the sun all day long with no sunscreen. It is not the pigment of the skin, as some suggest. People from Africa who come to America have the highest rates of skin cancer. Think about it. People say, well, it's the pigment of the skin of the Africans. No. People of African heritage living in America have the highest rate of skin cancer, and they stay in the sun the least. You don't want to get a sunburn, so wear a hat or cover your body with some light clothing. The sun is healthy for you, and the sun should not, and the sun should be on your skin. Statistics show that the people that use the most amounts of sunblock have the highest skin cancer rate. This goes for tanning lotions as well. Remember, whatever you put on your skin is going into your body. If you can't eat it, don't put it on your skin. Number 54, do not eat white processed flour. White processed flour is similar to white sugar. It comes from grain that has been chemically treated in the growing process, stripped of all of its natural fiber and nutrients, and chemically bleached to make it a pretty white. White flour mixed with water makes paste. You can use it to make paper mache. It turns hard as a rock. That's what happens when you eat it. It is an unnatural product, and the body doesn't know how to digest it. It has little, if any, nutritional value, no life force, and spikes your insulin and causes constipation. Use organic whole wheat flour that has been minimally processed. Buy organic wheat and grind it yourself, or use other organic whole grain flours. Number 55, listen to de-stressing music CDs. Music has a powerful effect on the physiology. There are several CDs that have been developed that produce stunning health benefits. In just 5 minutes, the music can turn your body from acid to alkaline, relieve tremendous amounts of stress, relax muscles, and provide a tremendous feeling of well-being. These can be listened to at any time and are perfect for an afternoon 5 to 15 minute relaxation and recharging session. For my recommendations on the CDs that I use, go to naturalcures.com. Number 56, do not use antiperspirants or deodorants. Antiperspirants and deodorants contain, generally speaking, deadly poisons, most notably aluminum. These poisons are being put on the skin close to the lymph nodes. Anything absorbed in the skin from the armpit gets picked up by the lymph system and travels first to the breasts. I believe one of the major causes of breast cancer in women is the use of these poisonous products. A healthy person should not have any offending body odor. However, if you must use an antiperspirant or deodorant, there are all natural products available. You can go to your local health food store and inquire. Don't be misled by the label, and don't be misled just because it's at the health food store, it's okay. Read the ingredients. If you can't pronounce the words, don't buy it. Just remember, if you can't eat it, don't put it on your skin. 57, do not eat white processed sugar. Sugar cane, when organically grown, pressed, and dried, creates pure, unprocessed, living, raw sugar. You can purchase this in health food stores. It is healthy, and it is good for you. White table sugar, however, is grown with dangerous chemicals, processed, stripped of all of its nutritional value, heated, destroying any living enzyme, and any living vitality. White sugar is a product that has such powerful adverse effects on the body, it could be classified as a drug. Real, unprocessed, raw, evaporated cane juice, which is real sugar, is good for you. White sugar is poison. The chemicals used in the growing of sugarcane are known to cause cancer in sea turtles. These poisonous chemicals used in the growing still remain in the product when you buy it in the store. Now, white sugar comes from the sugarcane plant, but cocaine comes from the coca plant. When you take the coca plant and use processing techniques and you get a white powder called cocaine, it's a highly addictive drug, and it's illegal. Well, guess what? You take the sugarcane plant and you process it and you get a white powder sugar product called sugar, it's also a highly addictive drug. Today, if it was made today, it would be outlawed, just like cocaine. So you can't use white processed sugar. If you're going to use any type of sweetener, again, raw honey, the herb stevia, raw, organic sugar cane. If you go to naturalcures.com, there's a couple brands that I recommend. Just because it's in the health food store doesn't mean it's good. I've been to the health food store, and there are a couple scams going on there, just like in the regular supermarket, to get you to buy their product. You know, they make it look like it's a good raw product, but it's really not. Number 58, eat nothing that says fat-free on the label. Food companies want you to buy their products. Whatever the hot button is at the time will determine what their marketing people decide goes on the label. Fat-free does not mean healthy. When you see fat-free on the label, be assured that the company is trying to deceive you. Just don't buy it. Most fat-free products are simply loaded with unbelievable amounts of sugar. 59. Eat nothing that says sugar-free on the label. If it says sugar-free on the label, there's a good chance the product is laced with artificial sweeteners. Don't buy it. 60. Eat nothing that says low carbs or net carbs on the label. This is the current hot button. The biggest scam going on right now is the term net carbs. Manufacturers load up these products with chemicals and artificial sweeteners that they claim have negligible effects on insulin levels, so they don't have to count these as real carbohydrates into the net carb number. The product that says it has two net carbs could have as many as 40 grams of real carbohydrates. Folks, don't buy these products. As you know, that the manufacturers are simply trying to take advantage of the current fad to sell you their products. 61, don't eat food bars. Food bars are man-made products filled with chemicals to provide first and foremost good taste. They are highly processed and should be avoided. There are a few all-raw organic food bars. Check at your local health food store and read the ingredient list. They are hard to find. Or you can go to my website and I'll tell you which ones they are. 62, do not eat diet or protein shakes. Like food bars, these are produced by companies whose goal is to make them taste great using the cheapest ingredients possible. With rare exception, they should be avoided at all costs. 63, use organic sea salt. Regular table salt is a poison. Sea salt is infinitely better for you. This one small change can also make you lose between 5 and 10 pounds in the first 30 days. 64. Stay away from hot tubs, steam rooms, and swimming pools. Swimming pools and hot tubs are filled with water that is loaded to excess with chlorine. Chlorine is a deadly, poisonous chemical. People think swimming in a pool or relaxing in a hot tub is healthy. The exact opposite is true. It suppresses your immune system, dries your skin, and loads your body with high amounts of chlorine, scarring the arteries and leading to heart disease. The steam pouring into the steam room is usually from regular tap water that is loaded with toxic poisons and contaminants. A steam room is, in fact, a poisonous gas chamber and incredibly unhealthy. Swimming is excellent in the ocean or a lake. If you have a pool or a hot tub, inquire about a filtration system where no chlorine or chemicals are used. The system that I use in my pool and hot tub employs ozone and oxygen to purify the water. No chlorine or any chemicals are put into my pool or hot tub. I have had the water tested, and it was found to be some of the purest water that the laboratory has ever seen. You can't drink the water. If you can't drink the water, don't swim in it, is a good rule of thumb. Some people may say, well, you can't drink lake water or ocean water, and that's true. Those waters, however, are living, fully vitalized, natural waters. Chlorinated swimming pools are something not found in nature. 65. Stay away from psychiatrists and psychologists. Psychiatrists and psychologists do not help the people they treat. Statistics show that the majority of people that are treated by psychiatrists and psychologists actually get worse. Psychiatrists almost always prescribe drugs to their patients. These drugs are some of the most dangerous and deadly pharmaceuticals available today. Did you know that in the last 10 years, virtually every violent act committed in schools was perpetrated by a person who either had taken or was currently taking a psychiatric drug? Finally, the research has become so compelling that there are warnings saying that certain psychiatric drugs actually increase the propensity to commit suicide. This is such an important issue that I encourage you to read one of the most exciting books I've ever read on the subject, called Psychiatry, The Ultimate Betrayal. And if you're still not convinced that psychiatrists and psychologists should be avoided at all costs, I will personally make a donation to the charity of your choice. Go to naturalcures.com if you want to get the book Psychiatry, The Ultimate Betrayal. It tells the story of psychiatry, and it will blow your mind. Absolutely blow your mind. Number 66, do Dianetics and Scientology. Now, I've been exposed to virtually every self-help procedure known to man in my research and travels over the years. In many cases, I personally worked with one of the developers or founders of the technology themselves. Now, in my opinion, the simplest, most complete and effective system of eliminating psychosomatic illness, traumas, and emotional issues are the procedures and techniques used in Dianetics and Scientology auditing. For more information, you can get that on my website or theirs as well. 67. Stay away from electric tumble dryers. These devices produce massive amounts of positive ions. Positive ions suppress the immune system, make you fatigued, and can cause depression and anxiety. Do this experiment. Go to a laundromat and sit in front of all the tumble dryers in operation and notice how you feel after just 30 minutes. Then notice how you feel for the rest of the day. Compare this to taking a walk on the beach or near some running water or through an area with lots of trees where the wind goes through the trees. These conditions produce life-enhancing negative ions. The comparison in how you feel can be absolutely dramatic. The clothes that come out of the tumble dryer are also charged with these ions that have negative effects on your emotions and physiology. You will actually feel better if you wear clothes that have been line dried in fresh air. 68. Fast. Fasting is one of the best ways to cleanse. And for my personal recommendations on the best fasts you can do, go to naturalcures.com. There's a bunch of different ways to fast, from water fast to juice fasting. Different fasts for different people, different lengths of time. It's a great cleanse, should be considered. 69. Don't eat late. It's best to stop eating at 7 p.m. That's the ideal scene. Your health will improve. Number 70. Smile. There are more muscles concentrated in your face than in any other part of the body. The physical act of smiling strengthens the immune system and releases endorphins from the brain, making you feel better. The act of smiling also changes your energetic field, as evidenced by Krillian photography. Make it a habit to notice if you are smiling or not. Smile for no reason and do it often. 71. Give and get hugs. Human contact is necessary for life. Babies who are given all the nutrition they need but receive no physical contact grow less, cry more, and come down with all types of illness and disease. In some cases, they even border on death. Folks, our immune systems are strengthened when we physically hug another human being. Ask yourself, how many hugs did you give and get yesterday? You should be hugging every day as often as possible. I'm lucky. Coming from an Italian home, we learned to hug and kiss everyone we met. It's a good habit, I think, and provides increased health benefits. 72. Drive less. Driving causes massive amounts of stress. The less you drive, the healthier you could be.
Number 73. Don't use a cell phone and drive at the same time. Driving is stressful enough. When you are talking on a cell phone and driving simultaneously, the amount of physical stress that your body is experiencing can be as much as 10 times greater. So avoid this at all costs. I know it's going to be hard for a lot of you because driving and talking on the cell phone is such a common thing today, but just don't do it. When driving, it is ideal to be listening to the correct kind of music, as well as wearing an electromagnetic chaos eliminator to balance out the stressful negative effects you are experiencing in the process of driving. So you have to understand, of all these things we're talking about in this chapter of how to never get sick again, all these may sound like little things, but I can tell you they are huge, plus they're cumulative. Now, this is very easy to do, for example, if you just have an electromagnetic chaos eliminator on you when you're driving. You have to understand the cars today are not the same as they were 30 or 40 years ago. They have GPSs in them. They have computers. The amount of wiring is huge. So when you sit in that car and drive it, the amount of negative energy your body's experiencing is astronomically higher than it was 20, 30, 40 years ago. Add that to the way the cars are on the road and the highway system, the driving experience itself is much more stressful. And then add that talking on the cell phone, you can see where we're going. 74, be thankful. Thoughts are things. Thoughts are powerful. When you wake up in the morning, take a moment and be thankful for the day. Before you eat a meal, take a moment and be thankful for the food. Before you go to bed, reflect and be thankful for the people and experiences you have had throughout the day. Living a life of thankfulness creates happiness, peace, and absolutely promotes general health. Number 75, laugh. Laughing is one of the most powerfully beneficial things you can do. And obviously it's so easy. Children laugh on average 10,000 times per week. Adults laugh on average only 5 times per week. Laughing stimulates the entire immune system. It alleviates depression, and it alkalizes the body's pH. In the book, The Anatomy of an Illness, we hear of the amazing story of a cancer patient, Dr. Norman Cousins, who wrote the book, who, given 6 months to live, used laughing to virtually eliminate his cancer. Laugh every day as often as you can, even if you have nothing to laugh about. You will begin to feel better and you will be healthier. Number 76, be lighthearted. There are tens of thousands of people around the world who live into their hundreds. Research has concluded that these centurions have basically one major common denominator, and that is they take life very lightly. A good motto to live by is, you have to care, but not that much. Instead of being demanding, you would be better off if you had mild preferences. Think about it. Number 77, eliminate fluorescent lighting. Fluorescent lights makes you tired and weakens your immune system. Get rid of all fluorescent lighting and replace it with full spectrum lighting. Full spectrum lighting is very similar to natural sunlight and can have incredible health benefits, the most notable being increased energy and alleviation of stress and depression. Number 78, add living plants to your home. Real living plants add oxygen to the air, balance the energy in the space, produce life-enhancing negative ions, and are incredibly beneficial to the health of human beings. Fill your house with living plants and flowers. You will feel the difference the moment you do it. Number 79, eliminate air fresheners. Ideally, don't spray anything in the air. Don't use solid air fresheners or the plug-in variety. All you are doing is putting toxic chemicals in the air. It really is insane when you think about it. In my bathrooms, I do have a can of organic citrus oil, which can be purchased at most health food stores. Read the labels. Remember, if you think about it this way, if you can't eat it, then don't spray it in the air because it's getting in your body anyway. Number 80, get a massage. Matter of fact, get massages on a regular basis. The benefits of massage are reflected in your circulatory system by helping to develop a stronger heart, improving oxygen cells, oxygen supply to the cells, improving the supply of nutrients to the cells, elimination of metabolic waste, decreasing blood pressure, increasing circulation of the lymph. The digestive system is benefited by relaxing the abdominal and intestinal muscles, relieving tension and stress, stimulating activity of the liver and kidneys, elimination of waste materials. The muscular system is benefited by relaxing and stimulating the muscles, strengthening muscles and connective tissue, helping to keep muscles flexible and pliable, relieving soreness, tension, and stiffness. The nervous system is benefited by stimulating motor nerve points, relieving restlessness and insomnia, promoting a sense of well-being and relieving or diminishing pain. The respiratory system is benefited by developing respiratory muscles, draining sluggish lymph nodes. Your lymphatic system is benefited by cleansing the body of metabolic waste, and draining sluggish lymph nodes. The skin is benefited by stimulating blood to better nourish the skin, so you look younger and healthier, improving tone and elasticity of the skin, helping to normalize glandular functions. The skeletal system is benefited by improving body alignment, relieving stiff joints, and relieving tired, aching feet. There are many kinds of massages. Each masseuse gives a different kind of massage. You may like one better than you do somebody else. I get at least one massage a week. They are highly therapeutic, and I recommend you get as many as you can, as often as you can, and use different people to experience the full range of treatments available. Number 81, rest from Friday sundown to Saturday sundown. Each week, the moon cycles are in a position to promote healing and rejuvenation of the body. Resting during this period promotes the optimal rejuvenation of your cells. You'll live longer, you'll look younger, and you'll be healthier. You'll be prone to less sickness and disease. Number 82, listen to very nice music. Now, there are certain kinds of music that have been shown to kill plants and in humans dramatically suppress the immune system. Certain kinds of music also have been shown to make the body very acidic. Baroque classical music seems to promote the health and vitality in plants and seems to encourage the same in human beings. There are many CDs available whose music has been specifically designed to promote health and even slow and reverse the aging process. Certain music can dramatically reduce stress and turn the body alkaline. If you go to naturalcures.com, you'll get my personal CD recommendations, and there are some on the website that you can actually purchase. Number 83, do not take vitamin supplements. Oh boy, this is a big one. Many companies selling vitamins are only doing so to make money. Now, I've been in these companies, by the way. I've been in the warehouses. I've been in the processing plants. I've met the presidents and senior executives of some of the major vitamin manufacturers in America. And in many respects, they're like the pharmaceutical people. They're very greedy, money-motivated. They don't care about the health and well-being of people. All they want to do is pick up on the newest study, the newest trend, and promote and sell vitamins for profit. Most companies that make vitamins use the cheapest grades of vitamins available. Now, one example is I talked to the president of one of a major vitamin company, and he was promoting this ultimate super vitamin, best vitamin in the world. And these people flew me out to meet them because they wanted me to promote this particular vitamin. And they were talking about how incredible the vitamin was, how it gets rid of antioxidants, and how it's this and how it's that. And I said, well, listen, let's just look at the ingredients. And they got the president of the company on the phone. And I said, what do you use in your vitamin for vitamin C? And he said, ascorbic acid. I said, so that's a synthetic, chemically made, in a laboratory, substance, which you can legally classify as vitamin C. He says, yeah. I says, why don't you use an all-natural form of vitamin C? Like rose hips or acerola cherry, something that has all the bioflavonoids in it and is in its natural state. And he says, well, ascorbic acid is a heck of a lot cheaper, and nobody really knows the difference. You see, that's the problem. These inexpensive vitamins, in many cases, are simply chemically produced and are not natural. Most vitamin pills have vitamins and minerals in a proportion that you can never find in nature. Now, it is true that you are most assuredly deficient in vitamins and minerals and nutrients. Because of the way the food supply is, there's absolutely no way by eating you can get the proper amount of nutrition. You all are toxic and you all are deficient in vitamins, minerals, enzymes, and other nutrients. All of you. The best way to correct this deficiency is by juicing organic fruits and vegetables. That way you get everything in the exact living form, all the living enzymes, the life force energy that's in the food, and all the nutrients are in the exact proportion that nature intended. The second best way is to take what's called a whole food supplement. Now, this is what I take, especially when I travel. It's hard to juice. So I take a supplement that's called whole food. These are not vitamin and mineral pills. although in the health food store they're in that category. Whole food supplements simply take organically produced vegetables and fruits and herbs and things of this nature and concentrate them into a convenient tablet that you can take. When you take a whole food supplement, you're getting all the vitamins and minerals in the exact proportion that nature intended. You're also getting the enzymes, all the living life force energy, and the cofactors present in nature. Now, it's interesting to note that many natural plants have up to 30% of their composition that defies scientific analysis. Now, that simply means that when you take a whole food supplement, not only are you getting the vitamins, minerals, enzymes, and cofactors in the precise proportion nature intended, you are also getting all the things that science has not discovered yet. So not only are you getting the known vitamins and minerals, but you're getting the ones that science hasn't even discovered yet. You are getting what nature intended. Again, the FTC has forbidden me to tell you the food supplements I take in this book. I was promised that I would be prosecuted if I told you the actual supplement, which is, again, insane because I don't get any compensation if you buy that supplement, but they have forbidden me to do so. So if you want my personal recommendations and the whole food supplement that I take, go to naturalcures.com and you can email me and I have all the information available for my personal recommendations. Number 84, get out of debt. Stress is the silent killer. Financial pressure can cause massive increases in stress, which leads to disease. There are several organizations that can assist you in managing, reducing, and eliminating your debt. When you free yourself from financial worry, you're more likely to be happier and much, much healthier. 85. Get a pet. Research indicates that having a pet leads to a longer life and less disease. Pets give unconditional love and allow us a non-judgmental being to give love to. The process of being loved and giving love strengthens our immune system, reduces stress, and has a variety of emotional and physical benefits. Number 86, get Rolfing. Rolfing is a specific type of deep tissue massage that releases the fascia, that's the connective tissue between the muscle and the bone. It dramatically improves posture, balance, and integrates your entire body. Rolfing is generally done once per week for 15 weeks. Each session is like a very deep tissue massage and takes approximately an hour and a half. You can find trained Rolfers in your area, and this is highly, highly, highly recommended. Number 87, get an inversion table. Machines are available online and in fitness equipment stores that allow you to tilt your body into an inverted position or hang completely upside down. Now, this process is believed to decompress the spine, relieve back pain, increase blood and oxygen to the brain, and potentially slow the aging process. I own one of these myself, and I use it a few times a week. It takes only 3 minutes, and you feel absolutely fantastic. It relieves stress as well. Number 88, get a range of motion machine. Now, how would you like to get the benefits of 30 minutes of aerobics, 45 minutes of stretching, and 45 minutes of strength training in just 4 minutes? There is a machine called the Range of Motion machine, which does just that. It's very expensive. It's highly, highly recommended, and I have one. You can go to naturalcures.com, and I'll give you the link of the website where you can get information. Number 89, do Tai Chi. There are many people teaching what they call Tai Chi. Unfortunately, most Tai Chi instructors aren't really teaching true Tai Chi. Tai Chi is a series of flowing movements designed to center oneself, relieve stress, increase energy flow, increase flexibility and strength, and promote health and well-being. Now, I've done Tai Chi for over 20 years and studied with dozens of so-called masters. Not until I learned Tai Chi from a real Shaolin monk from the Shaolin Temple in China did I experience the real thing. The good news is doing any form of Tai Chi has benefits. If you want to learn the most authentic, most beneficial Tai Chi, just go to naturalcures.com, for information on the videos of the Shaolin monk himself teaching real Tai Chi. It's the only place I know of you can actually learn the real thing as it was developed in China. Number 90, use Callahan techniques for urges, phobias, stress, uncontrollable urges to eat when you're not hungry can all be reduced or eliminated by using a simple 5-minute technique designed by Roger Callahan. His book is called Tapping the Power Within, and it's available by calling our 800 number or going to naturalcures.com. Number 91, sleep 8 hours. Very important. Most people don't get 8 hours of sleep. Ideally, get a full 8 hours of solid, deep, restful sleep every single night. It's important for health. It's important for anti-aging. It's important for reducing and eliminating illness and disease. 92, go to bed at approximately 10 p.m. and arise at approximately 6 a.m. In Ayurvedic medicine, which is medicine from India, which is over 5,000 years old, it is believed that there are cycles that are the most conducive for certain activities. Going to bed at 10 p.m. and arising at 6 appears to allow the body to rest the deepest, rejuvenate the most, and gives the person the most energy throughout the day. 93. Eat organic, dark chocolate. Okay, you need your chocolate. Chocolate is not bad. It's the ingredients that are put in the chocolate that can be very bad. There are several brands of organic dark chocolate bars that taste wonderful and are filled with real, raw, organic ingredients. Go to your health food store and inquire. Read the ingredient list. It should be only 3 or 4 items. Then indulge and enjoy. 94. Make your own beer and wine. If you're going to drink beer and wine, make it yourself with pure organic ingredients. It's fun, it tastes better, and it's much healthier for you. Beer and wine are not unhealthy. However, the chemicals on the grapes, the hops, and other ingredients get into the final product. The heating used in processing kills the beneficial living enzyme. It's much better, however, to drink beer or wine than sodas or canned or bottled juice. So if you're not going to make your own beer and wine and you're looking for something to drink, well, the first best thing is water or, you know, pure filtered spring water or reverse osmosis water or water from a distiller. The second best choice is some beer and wine because there are some benefits of these. It's much better than a soda or canned or bottled juice. 95, do not use corn oil. Corn oil is virtually a man-made product. If you took an olive, you could squeeze it and you would have oil. But you really can't squeeze corn and get oil. Remember, if it's man-made, don't eat it. 96, use aromatherapy. Smells have a powerful effect on our body. Certain smells evoke chemical reactions in the body. Essential oils have many health benefits besides giving a wonderfully pleasant aroma. Inquire at your local health food store into the aroma or from an aromatherapy expert to help you choose the essential oils and aromas that can give you the most benefits based on your current situation. 97. Commit reckless acts of kindness. Every day, make it a habit to be kind to everyone you meet. The act of showing kindness has been shown to stimulate the body's immune system and give us a greater sense of peace and centeredness. Remember, what goes around comes around. 98, wear white. Colors affect energy. The closer you get to white, the more positive energy you bring into your energetic field. This may not be practical in everyday situations. However, having some white or light-colored clothing as your general around-the-house attire can make you actually feel much, much better. 99, use full-spectrum lights. I mentioned fluorescent lights have negative effects on the body and emotions. The best indoor lighting is called full-spectrum lighting. These special light bulbs are very close to natural sunlight. Using these lights can provide reduction of stress, depression, and fatigue while simultaneously increasing energy and positively stimulating your immune system. Number 100, take an afternoon 15-minute break. Most people wake up to an alarm clock rush to work because they're running late, stress, worry, and work all day, rush to get home, eat a meal, and sit in front of the television. Then they go to bed and prepare to repeat the process again the next day. A 15-minute relaxation break, ideally using special music or relaxation CDs, allows the body to decompress, unwind, and rejuvenate. This procedure can increase metabolism, relieve stress, anxiety, tension, and depression, allow you to feel more centered, and provide increased amounts of physical energy. 101. Do not use an alarm clock. Most people wake to the sound of a loud alarm clock. This shocks the system and starts the body in a stress mode for the day. It is important to awaken slowly and gently. There are alarm clocks that wake you with a lovely tone, or start off with a very low volume and begin to increase the volume slightly. There are also ones that have a light that goes on and begins to illuminate slowly to wake you gently. This little change in the way you awaken can have a profound effect on your emotions and your body's pH, making you healthier. 102, reduce or eliminate air conditioning. Most general air conditioning is simply not healthy. Air conditioning units, as a general rule, make the air unnatural, thus unhealthy. Keep in mind that air conditioning didn't even exist 70 years ago. We think we need air conditioning. Certainly, it can make our office and home more tolerable in extremely hot conditions. Use air conditioning less, and you will see a decrease in the amount of colds and flus you actually come down with. 103, cook. When we create something with our hands, we benefit emotionally and physically. When you cook food from scratch, you take a much-needed mental break. You can create great-tasting, incredibly healthy meals, and you benefit in a whole host and a variety of ways. I personally cook almost every single day. 104, plant a garden. Being in the physical universe, working with living things, with our hands and creating things is incredibly beneficial. Working in a garden provides an outdoor environment, exercise, stress reduction, and many more mental, emotional, and physical benefits. 105, don't read the newspaper. You can't fill your mind with negative thoughts and believe that your body pH will stay alkaline. The newspaper is filled with negativity, creating worry and stress. The news printed is almost always misleading, slanted, or in some cases, completely untrue. We hear today of dozens of journalists who have been found guilty of fabricating the facts in their articles. These journalists from some of the most well-respected publications have printed things as news when in fact they knew it was completely made up and full of lies. You simply can't trust the newspaper. Don't read it. 106, don't watch the news. Watching the news fills your mind with negativity and negative pictures. My personal studies show that a person's pH can go from a healthy alkaline state to a cancer-prone acidic state after just 30 minutes of watching a news broadcast. 107, reduce TV time in general. The television produces unhealthy electromagnetic energy. High-definition televisions produce such powerful negative electromagnetic energy, they have wiped out entire computer networks when turned on. The images on TV are negative and stress-invoking. But the number one reason I believe you should avoid television is that virtually two-thirds of all the advertising you will see are for drugs. When you watch TV, you are allowing yourself to be brainwashed into believing drugs are the answer. Do these ads work? Statistics show that over 90% of Americans believe that their health is directly related to the amount of drugs they consume. They believe if a parent does not administer drugs to a sick child immediately, they are being a bad parent. These ads are so effective that people who have never seen a doctor and are not sick are now going to their doctor and asking for specific drugs that they've seen advertised on television. Don't think you're immune to the power of these ads. Remember, cigarettes used to be advertised on television. They were proven to be so effective at subconsciously motivating people to buy cigarettes that they were ultimately banned. 108, have sex. Enough said, sex promotes health. Enjoy.